Destination Nail Salon and Grocery Store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the Combination Nail Salon and Grocery Store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We are pleased to welcome Alyssa Charleston, who covered this game in Seattle. We heard what Caitlin had to say about the atmosphere. Alyssa, what was it like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on to talk about it because I'm so wired. It was such a crazy atmosphere. They just kept showing more and more Seattle celebs that were in attendance. And that's not completely abnormal, honestly, if you're in Seattle and you follow the sports there. A lot of people show up for their teams. But it was just electric from start to finish. I mean, from long before intros, people were excited once Caitlin Clark ran out onto the floor. I didn't know what kind of reaction there would be just because I heard at Connecticut that there was, like, obviously a ton of Fever fans that showed up for her and cheered for her. But there were also Connecticut fans that were, like, cheering for her mistakes. And that's why she's changing the game. She's making people care one way or the other. So Seattle Storm fans went crazy when she was announced. And there's so many young girls and young boys that were going nuts. I talked to a bunch of different people that have kids and some that have teenage boys, and they were trying to do anything they could do to get into the game. And it was sold out 2 hours before. There were a bunch of Seahawks that were, like, representing, and they threw out, like, they were, like, throwing t-shirts across the, like, it felt like Seattle had been waiting really 25 years for something like this. And I think we all recognize that Caitlin Clark is behind it, but it's also the investment that's gone into her and her career and what she's done. But, like, she's one of only two rookies. I think Diana Taurasi is the only other one that's averaged 17 points in her rookie year. And so if Caitlin continues to do that, she deserves all the praise in the world. She's handling it so gracefully too.
So just to clarify, the majority of the fans there were cheering for the Storm. They were excited to see Caitlin, but they were all in on their own team.
Yes. Yeah. Important clarification. They were going crazy anytime the Storm made a run. And what was cool to see is, yes, there were loud cheers for Caitlin Clark, but it went crazy. I mean, the place was shaking when Jewel Lloyd was announced. And that shows, you know, recognition for Seattle's teams and the athletes that we already have. And that's what's special about it. And I'm sure you've talked about this a ton. Like, Caitlin is bringing new fans to the WNBA. There were a bunch of fans, I'm sure, that had never seen a WNBA game tonight. And now they get to see Jewel Lloyd do stuff that Caitlin Clark has done. The fadeaway jumpers, the turnarounds, the over a hand, like, highly contested off a screen fadeaway three. Like, she has been doing that on the regular. And now people get to see her and more of NECA and more of Skylar Diggins-Smith, Sammy Whitcomb. So that's what's special, is I think a lot of people were introduced for the first time to Seattle's superstars because they showed up to see a phenom like Caitlin.
That's awesome. It's good to hear. Yes, the Seattle Seahawks were actually posting a photo of the guys who were in the house. And I know that you retweeted it yourself, but they, as a group, showed up to support the Storm. And no doubt that is in large part because of Caitlin Clark. I have to ask you, Alyssa, it seems to be a theme right now. Charles Barkley's talking about it. LeBron's talking about it. Where there is criticism or maybe a tepid support inside the league for Caitlin, I know some have phrased it as jealousy or envy, and I certainly understand that, maybe some insecurity. But what have you heard from Storm players about this new phenomenon that's gripping the league?
Well, I think that there is some credence to it. And I don't know if, I mean, outright, like, jealousy feels like the word for it, but it's also like, so many players have put so many years into this league and their blood, sweat, and tears.
Yes.
And they've been told that they don't matter and that people don't care. And who cares if women's basketball is next? Like, it's not cool to do that anymore. It's cool to show up to games. And that's what's honestly changed my mindset, too, because, like, I played college basketball, I played overseas, but I've always kind of accepted that, you know, certain demographics, you know, primarily older males, aren't really going to care about my sport. And that's okay. Like, I got my school paid for, and they're, you know, like, especially with players now, like, they're making money and NIL, and I think there's just a little bit of, like, a, well, where have you guys been? Like, yes, Caitlin Clark is awesome, but you do sense that. I can't lie for a single second. Even tonight, there are people that are kind of being careful with their questioning around giving her too much attention. And even, you know, there's a question on, like, Caitlin scored, I think, 15 points in the final, I don't know, like, quarter and a half. Like, she really came on second half and made it a game. And someone asked about, like, the defensive adjustments. Like, how do you stop someone like that? And it's like, well, we always have that kind of tough defense. And we doesn't matter the opponent, doesn't matter who. Wouldn't even name the Caitlin Clark. So it's like, I think they're kind of getting used to it a little bit, but no one has more pressure on them right now than Caitlin Clark. And I think it's hard to, anyone who's been on a team with kind of like a, not saying Caitlin Clark is a ball hog, but she's someone who commands attention, right? Anyone who's been on a team with that kind of player, you have mixed feelings because you're like, okay, you're helping us win, but also it's like, you're getting all the glory. And it's just, it's a little hard, I think, to wrestle with. But I do think the more people talk about it and, like, say, you know, like, Noel Quinn was happy to sing Caitlin Clark's praises, the head coach of the Seattle Storm. So coaches get it. I think players are, like, still coming along, but it's personal for them, and I don't blame them. I think it will change over time, though.
It's like playing on a team with Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, where nothing that you do really seems to matter compared to the Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Alyssa Charleston is with us here from Seattle following this first West Coast trip for the Fever and Caitlin Clark, but the Storm end up winning by two in an exciting final minute. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Well, from your perspective, and I played college hoops too, I've asked this question of a lot of women in the industry, like Lisa Bluter and Lindsay Gottlieb. Why Caitlin? I've even asked Hall of Famer Ann Myers Drysdale, why Caitlin? Because there have been some incredible players. There are some incredible players who are in the league. Why do you think it's Caitlin that has attracted all of a sudden all this attention and spearheaded this meteoric popularity spike?
Yeah, it's honestly such a good question, and you can't ask enough. I'm so glad that you have asked all those great minds and, like, your mind yourself, you know, as a college basketball player that we just didn't get the same kind of traction. And I think it's a two-part answer. I think part of it is she has been doing things that no one else quite has done. Arike Ogunbowale is honestly one of the closest comparisons. And then Chelsea Gray lately, at certain times, like, she went off against the Seattle Storm in the playoffs in 2022 against Sue Bird and was just unconscious. I've never seen a player just be in that kind of zone the way she was hitting mid-range shots. I just haven't seen someone that, with a quick release that's willing to pull up from the logo that has the green light. Like, not just in college, she now has the green light for the most part with Indiana Fever. Like, we saw that Connecticut game where she took the lead in the fourth quarter with a shot that was literally like 7 feet beyond the three-point line. And that's just, it's really that Steph Curry effect. And I know there are so many other players that maybe are more versatile that can get it done around the rim and have so many skills. She's just got such a crazy skill from beyond the arc. It's kind of like Harlem Globetrotters, like circus stuff that she does that just puts people in awe, and she does it at a pretty high clip. And the other thing is, I think places like ESPN have really invested in putting her in front of people and putting her in highlight reels on SportsCenter, and they've really invested in her, and I think that's from a bunch of WNBA players calling for investment. Like, if you build it, they will come. For a long time. So it's a huge credit to WNBA players who have asked for that for a long time. I think it just, she caught the thing by storm, and she made it to the national championship twice. So I don't think we can, like, discredit that. Her and Kate Martin, and obviously an incredible coach in Lisa Bluter. But I think that's the two-parters, the circus act stuff that she can do, and then the investment in her.
Mm. Alyssa, the Storm have their own rookie that they've been waiting on, Nika Mule, who came from Connecticut. What has she had to say about her journey to finally get a visa?
She was hilarious. She was putting in extra work after the game, too. Like, she was running up and down the court with a trainer, doing cuts. Yeah, she was working up quite a sweat after the game. And I asked her about, you know, like, how, the shirt. Like, what's the thing with the shirt? That was an awesome shirt because she wore, showed up to the Storm game tonight, you know, as they're all doing their cool outfits and stuff. She had a shirt that said, had like a picture of a visa with a stamp of approved on it. Hilarious. And so she was like, yeah, my dad's a creative designer. He's like a you know, graphic designer. He got it done in one day. I should have gotten my visa from this place. But I think part of the problem with her getting a visa is she was not an employee of UConn. I mean, I don't know if you've already talked about this with other people and I'm just saying the same thing, but the Storm PR person today was telling one of us that like, it's the fact that you get your employment is based on games. It's like the same thing with NFL. It's like, oh, I get my game check. You're not necessarily an employee just because you're practicing. So I think that's what took so long is because she went from being a student athlete at UConn. She couldn't earn NIL, as far as I know, because international students can't earn NIL if they're not an employee.
Right.
And then she came to the Storm, and we know how quick that turnaround is from the WNBA draft. So she wasn't able to get, like, employment status. So it just kind of delayed everything. But she's legal. She's good to go. She is a ball of energy. And, yeah, she is. She's truly hilarious. Like, she is such a fan favorite because of her personality.
Good. I hope it's not just Caitlin, but it's other rookies that also attract a lot of attention. Yeah. I mean, we know about Aaliyah Boston, who is a second-year player, but Angel Reese and Cameron Brink, who's part of the WNBA now, too, coming out of Stanford. And actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to throw you a curveball, Alyssa, because I see on your Twitter that you're a Pac-12 product. What's your reaction to what's happened to your conference?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's so sad, and I do have to clarify. I call games for Pac-12 Network.
Oh, gotcha,
called
gotcha.
Past tense. But I played at the University of Idaho. I grew up in this area, and so I live in Seattle now. I grew up on Pac-10, Pac-8, even right before I was born. Like, you were fed and bred Pac-10 and then Pac-12. It's so weird. And the weirdest thing is that I'm sure since you played, like, you know how good the women's basketball conference is.
Yes.
Like, they had 16, 7 teams ranked in the top 25 for most of the season. That is nutty. And to see it, like, oh, it's falling apart now. And, like, the college football, UW and Oregon, like, UW made it to their first national championship in forever since 1991. So it's just, it feels like the weirdest timing, but I think, like, everyone points to L.A. Everyone points to UCLA and USC for dipping out early and having conversations that nobody knew were going on. And you also have to blame the last two commissioners. It's Larry Scott and it's George Kliavkov for not, primarily Larry Scott, irresponsible spending, and then not coming up with a deal that was lucrative enough to keep UW in Oregon. And there they go. It's so weird. I can't even imagine next year what it's going to be like. Like, the WCC now has Seattle U and Grand Canyon and Wazoo and Oregon State.
Oh my gosh.
It's so weird. It's hard to keep up. It's like free agency in any sport when you don't pay attention to one. Like, we don't have an NBA team here in Seattle, obviously. So I find out really early on in the NBA season, oh shoot, like, he's on this team now. Like, that's what it feels like with, like, oh yeah, well, dang, like, Utah and Arizona are in the Big 12 now. That's
right.
A surprise.
My goodness. I still hear it from Seattle sports fans all the time on our local affiliate that they desperately would love to see the NBA back in their city. Do you hear that from people, too, working in the industry?
Oh, it's constant. It's like, you hear it as often as good morning. Yeah, people want a team here so bad. Like, it's the environment tonight, I mean, packed to the brim, like, every single seat filled. Climate Pledge is perfect for basketball. Mm. And there's a little pressure on the Seattle Kraken, NHL team, honestly, to, like, get it going, because the second the NBA announces expansion teams, which there's a strong hope, like, there's a strong optimism, almost like confidence that the NBA will return. But it's like Kraken have to continue to hold on and grasp their fan base because the NBA is coming, and that's going to take even more attention from every sport, right? So that we just want our history back, like, give us the GP and the Sean Kemp and the let the little kids know that weren't alive yet that that's how Seattle was built, right? The Sonics were built.
Right.
So I hope it's got to happen soon. Maybe this summer. We might get an announcement this summer.
It's crazy, too, because as you say that, I always tease younger people who never saw Michael Jordan play, like, oh, you're such sad saps. You never saw the greatest of all time. Or even going back a little farther to guys like, I don't know, Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, that kind of stuff. But now you're right. We're getting to a generation of sports fans who don't even know that Seattle had a basketball team. Gosh, that makes me feel old, actually.
Oh, I hate that. That's a reality that just struck me.
Yeah.
Real. Well,
I'm glad, though, that the women's basketball team is getting a lot of that attention and that the other local teams are supporting. And if you want to see some of the videos from inside the arena, the sold-out crowd, raucous electric atmosphere, you can find Alyssa on Twitter at Alyssa Charleston, CharlSton. We would love to connect with you again. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes on the show tonight.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me on. I feel like I got to vent and express all this excitement. You're on my level right now, so I love this.
Oh, always. Absolutely. Talk to you soon, Alyssa. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.